Welcome to the Thrive Her podcast, where we empower women to take control of their unique health conditions and wellness journey during perimenopause and beyond. Our goal is to help you dream big and reach your fullest potential in every part of your life. Each week, the podcast dives into expert insights, natural solutions, and inspiring stories to support you on your journey. And now, here's your host, your no-nonsense naturopath, Rochelle Wade.
You wake up again, 2:17 a.m. You're not fully alert, but you're not asleep either. Your mind's spinning. You feel wired, maybe a little anxious. Your heart's beating faster than it should be. You check the clock. You sigh. You've tried the magnesium, you've cut the caffeine, maybe you even meditate before bed. But night after night, it's the same. That sudden snap awake, usually around 2 or 3 a.m. And if you've ever wondered why this keeps happening, or worse, if you've started believing that this is just your new normal, you're not alone. These early morning wake-ups aren't random. They're not hormonal chaos for no reason. They're not solved by melatonin or a better pillow or yet another sleep app. What you're experiencing is a very specific cortisol pattern, one that affects women disproportionately in perimenopause and postmenopause, and that's almost never addressed properly in mainstream medicine. And today, we're going to fix that. Let's start here, because there's a message a lot of women end up internalizing, even if no one's ever said it directly. You go to the doctor, you describe what's going on. Nighttime wake-ups, tired but wired, sleep that feels broken, but not always in ways you can explain. And what do you get? Maybe it's a shrug. Maybe it's a prescription. Maybe it's, that's just hormones. That's menopause. Try melatonin. Try HRT. Try to relax. And the message that lands? This is just what happens now. This is your new normal. But that's not the full story. If you're consistently waking between 1 and 3 a.m., this isn't just something to live with. It's not a random midlife glitch, and it's definitely not solved with another supplement and a better pillow. What you're experiencing is a stress hormone rhythm. It's a cortisol disruption that's predictable, measurable, and yes, fixable. Cortisol isn't the enemy. You need it, but it's meant to be low at night so your body can stay in deep sleep. In perimenopause, that rhythm often flips. But why? Because estrogen, which used to buffer your stress response, is now swinging like a pendulum, and progesterone, your calming hormone, well, that's dropping too. So your nervous system has less protection. Your threshold for stress gets lowered, and suddenly you're waking up wide at 2:17 a.m., even when the rest of your day looks calm on paper. And in some subtle blood sugar instability overnight, and your cortisol says, we need to wake up right now. And here's the kicker. Your labs might look normal. Your health tracker might say you slept for 7 hours, but you wake up groggy, restless, already behind. This isn't just hormones. It's hormone rhythm. And understanding that, not just naming it, is what changes the game. We'll talk about melatonin in a minute, but for now, know this, this is explainable, this is fixable, you are not broken. Now let's talk about the advice you've probably heard, maybe from your GP, maybe from that health podcast your friend sent you. It's just stress, it's just hormones, just take some melatonin. Okay, let's unpack that. First of all, melatonin isn't a villain here. It's a hormone your body makes naturally. It tells your brain that it's time to sleep. And in the right situation, like jet lag or shift work, it can be really helpful. But here's what no one tells you. Melatonin can only do its job when cortisol stays low. These two work in opposition. Cortisol wakes you up, melatonin helps you wind down. They're like hormonal seesaws. One goes up, the other goes down. So if your cortisol is spiking at 2 a.m., which it often does when your blood sugar crashes or your nervous system is still on high alert, melatonin is outmatched. You can take 3 milligrams, 6 milligrams, a sleepy tea on top, and a weighted blanket for good measure. If the cortisol's running the show at that hour, you're waking up, period. And this is where the advice falls apart, because most women I work with, falling asleep isn't their issue, it's staying asleep. They do the magnesium, they stop the caffeine, they wind down properly, they stretch, they journal, they breathe. And still, they're up at 2:17 a.m. Not because they're anxious, not because they're overthinking, but because their cortisol rhythm is flipped. Melatonin isn't designed to override that. It doesn't regulate blood sugar, it doesn't calm an activated HPA axis, and it doesn't fix the stress chemistry that's been brewing for years quietly until midlife hits and tips it all over. And if you've ever been told just to take a supplement or try to relax and you're still awake every damn night, that's not you being difficult. That's you being correct. You're asking the right question. Now it's time to answer it properly. So let's make this real. Imagine your cortisol rhythm is like a sunrise. In a healthy, well-regulated body, cortisol starts to rise in those early morning hours, gradually like the sun peeking over the horizon. Starts about 4 a.m., peaks about between 6 and 8 a.m., and then gently wakes you up, helping you feel focused, alert, and ready to go. Then, as the day goes on, cortisol slowly declines. It dips in the evening, bottoms out at night, so melatonin can rise and you can fall into a deep, uninterrupted sleep. That's the rhythm we want. That's the sunrise happening at the right time. But when this curve is flipped, like it so often is in perimenopause, that sunrise shows up too early. Cortisol starts rising at 1 a.m., 2 a.m., right in the middle of your sleep cycle. So instead of deep rest, your brain and body get a wake-up call. You snap out of sleep, you feel wired but tired, your heart rate may go up, your thoughts might race. And no matter how dark the room is or how many calming rituals you did the night before, your body is acting like it's time to get up. This isn't a failure of willpower or mindset. It's your internal stress system trying to keep you alive with very poor timing. Why does it happen? Because your body is responding to perceived stress, even if your day felt calm. It could be unstable blood sugar overnight. It could be low estrogen reducing your ability to buffer the stress response. It could be long-term nervous system activation from years of overfunctioning, caretaking, surviving, and never fully decompressing. Your body doesn't care what your life looks like together. It's reacting to input it thinks is dangerous and trying to help you. But that help is waking you up at 2:17 a.m. And the real kicker, most of this goes unmeasured. Standard lab tests don't test cortisol rhythm properly. Sleep trackers don't pick up on hormone spikes, and no one's looking at your curve. But I do. In fact, that's one of the things that I assess in women coming into Thrive Her membership. Because once you understand what your curve is doing, then we can actually start working with your body, not against it. So what do we actually do about it? If you're waking at 2 a.m., the fix isn't another supplement. And let me be clear, magnesium, melatonin absolutely have their place. In women with compromised hormonal control, low gut absorption, poor circadian signaling, they can help. And I prescribe them when it's right, but they don't fix a flipped cortisol rhythm. They can support the system, absolutely, but they won't override it. So if you've been relying on supplements to solve what's actually a stress pattern issue, you haven't failed. You've just been given an incomplete strategy. So let's shift that. Your evening needs to tell your body we're done for the day. That starts with food. Not a smoothie, not a snack, a real dinner. Protein, non-starchy veg, healthy fats. And for some reason, especially those not insulin resistant, you know, maybe even a small portion of a slow-release starch. But this isn't about adding carbs. It's not about underfeeding a system that's already under pressure. If your blood sugar drops too low overnight, and often does when you restrict heavily or skip dinner, your body sees that as stress. Cortisol steps in, you wake up at 2 a.m. wired. Especially for insulin resistant women, even complex carbs can be too much. So we don't force macros. We test, we track, we build meals that signal fed, safe, and stable. That's the shift that starts to restore rhythm. The second trick is to train your cortisol to rise in the morning, not at 2 a.m. We want cortisol to peak with the sun, so support that. Get outside light early. Move your body a little bit. Eat, especially protein, within 60 minutes of waking. Now, I love intermittent fasting. I teach it. But if 2 a.m. wake-ups are your pattern, you might not be ready for it just yet. Delaying your first meal when cortisol is already misfiring just adds stress. Rhythm first, then fasting. That's the order. Now, I don't want you to chase sleep. I want you to stabilize your nervous system. You don't get reset cortisol with gadgets and pillow sprays. You do it with consistency, clear, predictable inputs your body can trust. Now, that might mean cutting caffeine at 10 a.m. It might mean stopping the wine as a wind down cycle. It might mean not scrolling your inbox at 9:30 and calling it self-care. These are the real inputs that matter. Now, if you're listening to this because you are tired of that set 2:17 a.m. wake up, it's time to change the data you're already giving your body. As we've discussed, this isn't a failure of willpower or a need for more melatonin supplementally. It's a stress pattern issue that requires a strategy. Now, to help you implement these shifts, I'm inviting you to join the free 30-day microhabit revolution starting on February the 1st. This is a WhatsApp-based program designed to provide specific predictable inputs for your nervous system. Every day you'll receive one clinical micro action and one reframe directly to your phone. We focus on the foundations we've covered today, like the 60-minute protein window, morning light triggers, evening stabilizers that prevent nocturnal glucose drop. We aren't trying to sleep, we're signaling metabolic safety so your body can stay asleep. One strategic, consistent step at a time. Now, you can join the revolution through the link in the show notes. Now, before I wrap up, I want to give you a heads up about next week's episode, because we are going to tear up the chart that has been on every doctor's wall and school cafeteria for decades. We've been conditioned to follow a high-carb, low-fat model, that food pyramid. But for women navigating perimenopause and beyond, that advice isn't just outdated, and luckily now replaced, it's biologically sabotaging. So in the next episode, we're going to go back to the source to look how we got here in the first place. This wasn't a mistake of old science. It was a masterclass in strategic marketing and clinical oversight. So we're going to be discussing the seven countries fraud, how a seminal study by Ansel Keys, the very one that started the war on saturated fat, deliberately ignored data from countries that didn't fit his hypothesis. We're going to look at how a massive cash injection from Procter & Gamble in 1948 transformed the American Heart Foundation from a small struggling group into a global authority, overnight turning industrial seed oils into healthy, heart-healthy staples. And also, the Kellogg influence, why your breakfast was designed by a man who believed bland grains were the key to moral purity, not metabolic health. If you've been struggling with weight that won't budge, afternoon energy crashes, or that tired but wired feeling at 2 a.m., it isn't a lack of willpower. It's pure chemistry driven by a system that was never designed for your physiology. It is time to stop following advice that was built on a lie. Make sure you subscribe, because this episode will fundamentally change how you look at your plate. Until next time, keep believing in yourself, keep striving for more, and keep thriving, because your best life is just ahead.
Thank you for joining us on this episode of the Thrive Her podcast. We hope you found valuable insights and practical tips to help you on your path to achieving everything you want in life. Remember, with the right support, you can achieve anything. If you love this episode, please share it on Instagram stories and tag No Nonsense Naturopath. Also, if you enjoy the podcast, you'll love a Thrive Her membership. Check it out at thrivehher.vip. Each interaction helps others find this valuable information. Connect with us on social media and join our community of thriving women. Until next time, stay empowered, stay healthy, and keep thriving.